and welcome to the Binaural Beats podcast. I'm your host and guide, Charlie McCormack. I've found that one of the most common reasons people start to experiment with binaural beats is for the purposes of study. An upcoming exam can seem so daunting that many people will search for strategies to help better retain the information being revised. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, the Bulgarian psychiatrist Georgi Lozanov used relaxation combined with synchronized binaural rhythms to cause his students to produce the alpha bandwidth of waves. He found that when in this state, students learned over 5 times as much information with less study time per day and with greater long-term retention. In some cases, as much as 30 times as much information was learned. The binaural beat I have created for you today cycles through a combination of different binaural frequencies. It begins with 14 Hz beta waves, which stimulate mental alertness and clarity as you commence your studying. The majority of this recording will be within the frequency of 9.5 Hz alpha waves. In alpha, the mind and body are relaxed, but the level of focus is easily maintained. While in this deeper brainwave state, information can be processed consciously without as much mental activity to interfere with it. The alpha range of brainwaves are much more conducive to learning and understanding new information. Finally, interlaced within the alpha and beta waves will be theta signals at 6 Hz. It is in the theta range that creative problem solving can be well utilized. The theta state is often suspected to be the resource of great artists and thinkers. You should listen to this podcast whilst you're actively studying or undertaking a task which requires focus, concentration, problem solving, and/or creativity. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at binauralbeatspodcast@mail.com. I hope you enjoy the podcast.